Yeah. Oh, yes, and that was the Cramps cover of Mule Skinner Blues from the 1990 album Stay Sick. In front of that, a live version of Human Fly. That was live at CBGB's January 13th, 1978. That's when that was recorded, and that is found on their archival CD, How to Make a Monster. And we start off with Kiss My Ass from A Date with Elvis. And, well, hey, let's hear about a KFAI show that is coming up this coming week.
Valentine's Day is approaching. That means it's time for In Your Ears' 18th Annual Love Stinks Special.
It's the bittersweet flip side of bliss and greeting card moments as host Angie Pickenin takes us on a musical journey of lost loves and heartache.
It's all happening at midnight Wednesday on In Your Ears annual Love Stinks Special.
Well, I think by way of introducing this next set of Cramps music, we're going to read from something from the Big Beat from Badsville album. This is not ordinary music. Bodier than Tobacco Road and earthier than God's Little Acre. This God-eating soiree will prime the carburetor of your sex machine. You'll enjoy it, whether naked on roller skates, semi-conscious, or both. Proceed with caution.
Do the dog. Can your pussy do the dog?
and you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Radio without boundaries. Oh, yeah. And, well, we just heard Bikini Girls with Machine Guns from the Stay Sick album.
We're going to send one out to all our Second Amendment supporters out there, of which there are many.
Oh, my goodness. And Two-Headed Sex Change from the Look Mom, No Head album. Start off with Can Your Pussy Do the Dog from A Date with Elvis. And got a little announcement to play, and then we'll be right back with more of our tribute to the Cramps.
KFAI is a proud sponsor of the Powderhorn Midwinter Festival, happening Saturday, February 7th, starting at 12 noon. The Powderhorn Midwinter Festival includes skating, sledding, ice fishing, the Art Sled Rally, a chili feed, and the Animal Convergence. The Powderhorn Midwinter Festival is sponsored by KFAI, Powderhorn Park, and the Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association. For more information, including a schedule of the day's events, and how you can build your own sled for the Art Sled Rally, you can go to www.artsledrally.com.
Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota.
I'm sure they're mighty proud of it right now. Hey, you know, so I got a call from Doc Rock called up, who is the font of all knowledge, and I bow down before him.
Yes, indeed.
He says, so he was fortunate enough, I guess it's fortunate, I'm not sure, I'm not going to speak for Doc Rock, but he to see the Cramps their first time through was like 1980, their first nationwide tour. So they came to Minneapolis, and their, was it right before they lost their guitarist, Brian Gregory. He says, Brian Gregory went through the bar, he says, and stopped and asked every single person seated or standing there where he could buy heroin.
Oh, no.
It's the way to go through the evening. Anyway, thanks, Doc, for that little anecdote.
Yes.
You can't find anywhere else but Radio Rumpus Room, I'm sure. Hey, we are going to just keep moving along. You know that this weekend, big World of Wheels show. I rarely go to the World of Wheels, tell you the truth. It's taking place over at the it's a three-day event at Roy Wilkins Auditorium, River Center. Al's Rockabilly Quartet is playing three sets a day over there, three 45-minute sets. Ship Foose's P-32, 32 Ford is over there. I guess the Hero Had a Merc, very famous Merc, is over there. But the reason I'm not going is that they have both cars from the NBC series Knight Rider, both the original Trans Am and then the current Mustang. I don't see cars from really terrible shows. And then the Volkswagen-powered Mach 5 from Speed Racer. Ho-hum. Anyway, but to all the folks who are going out there or who have decided not to go out there, anyway, but if you're interested in vehicles, I'm going to send this set out to you. This is probably not what you're going to be finding out at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium, but we're going to have the Cramps and with the late, great Lux Interior telling us all about the Sado County Auto Show. And we're going to move on from there, and it only gets better here on Radio Rumpus Room and KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio.
Without wheels. sight. Something telling me my kennel land in Satan's bed tonight. At the Sado County Auto Show. The Sado County Auto Show. Can't be late, you gotta go, go, go to the Sado County Auto Show. That I was just
All right, we just heard Mystery Plane, My Girlfriend Drives a UFO, Hollis Hyena from Big Beat from Badsville, and Sato County Auto Show off of Flame Job. Sending it out to all you car nuts, gearheads, motorheads out there. Hope you appreciate it as much as I do.
All right. Hey, let's hear about something that's going on at the Acadia tomorrow night.
Let's. Saturday, February 14th, marks another installment of KFEI's Roots Night Series at the Acadia Cafe. Saturday is Valentine's Day, and to acknowledge this event, KFEI has planned an evening for music lovers only.
Opening the night will be Nikki and the Roommates, an important part of the local acoustic music scene. This ritzy trio boasts three-part harmonies and a sound that draws on country blues, folk, ballad, country, old-timey, and yes, rock as well.
Jumping on the other end of this musical teeter-totter will be the 99ers. This St. Paul quartet celebrates surf and hot rod-themed vocals while displaying influences ranging from the Ramones to Brian Wilson and Eddie Cochran to Jan and Dean.
From country blues to punk and rockabilly-influenced surf vocals, you'll be exposed to roots music as only KFEI dares to define it. That's Saturday, February 14th at the Acadia Cafe. The Acadia is located at the intersection of Cedar and Riverside Avenues, next door to the KFEI studios on the U of M West Bank. Music starts at 9 p.m. More information available at kfei.org. And I did misspeak. That's a week from Saturday.
Despite your wishing and hoping, Gene. That's right, a week from tomorrow. Acadia Cafe, two great bands, Nikki and the Roommates and the 99ers.
Yeah.
Somewhat different music, but all coming together on top of my head.
But we do have something to tell you about that's coming up tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, first Saturday, means it's
surf night
at the Hexagon Bar. And opening up is going to be the Awkwards, those Devil May Care lads. Big Surf will be, host band will be flat in the middle there. And then we're going to have a first-time appearance by Tubby Esquire, which is a polka band that belongs to Harry Pulver. You remember him from the Woodpeckers, if you go into those. So it's Harry Pulver's polka band, not his instrumental band. So, but and winner of many Minnesota awards.
Music Awards, yeah.
So you check it out. It should be a lot of fun. Tomorrow night, Hexagon Bar. And as we know, never a cover at the Hexagon. Well, Gene, we're running out of time here on our salute tribute to the late, great Lux Interior and the Cramps.
That's right. And, right now we're going to hear Naked Girl Falling Down the Stairs, and then we'll come back and, we'll tell you where we're going after that.
Tripping down a staircase. Naked girl falling down the stairs. Naked girl falling down the stairs. All the way down, she was up in the air. It was a naked girl falling down the stairs. Now. Staircase! Naked girl falling down the stairs. Naked girl falling down the stairs. All the way down, she was up in the air. It was a naked girl falling down the stairs. Oh, naked girl falling down the stairs. Naked girl falling down the stairs.
All right, well, we gotta talk over this because we got something special planned for the very end of the show. We're gonna hear, the Cramps, they always ended their show with Surfin' Bird.
And in Incredible Strange Music, they say, when we do Surfin' Bird, originally by the Trashmen, that song has an incredible effect on people. Even with an unresponsive audience, when Luck starts that crazy Papa Ooh Mau Mau, some of the audience start singing it. Others are mouthing it silently, and then they start to look like they're in a trance. They all just bust loose, and it looks like a snake pit, like this writhing thing. It happens everywhere, in every country. It happened in Mexico. Language confines your experiences so much. Maybe something gets released by letting out these nonsense words. It goes on to say, it's supposed to be universal language. There's nothing intellectual about Surfin' Bird, and kids know that. So we're gonna end the show here with a live version of Surfin' Bird, and then we're going to finish up with a little something that Lux himself did in 1984 when he hosted a radio show. And so we're going to let him end his own show here. So our salute to the late, great Lux Interior of the Cramps. Thank you so much for everything you've left us, and we will continue to enjoy as we have over the decades.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Thank you.
conscience bother you because you did? You've been on a detour to nowhere with the Zulu King and his vigilantes. Hope you liked it. We'll see you soon. Thanks for tuning in. Monster serving time by the deadly ones. Stay safe.